We're not NBC. We're not ABC. We're not CBS or Fox or CNN. We are your voice, your eyes, your ears. We are the Be Heard Network.
Hey everyone, Dave Down back again. I know it's been a while. I've been away doing many great and wonderful, not really, things. So anyways, let's get back to what's going on today. Today, we're going to do a push on getting the Be Heard Network back up and running. Now, I don't know if a lot of you know what the Be Heard Network is or how it came about. So let me just kind of tell you what happened. So I go to the dollar store. I had never been to a dollar store before. So I go in there and I'm feeling pretty good. And as I walk in, this guy comes walking up to me and says, "Hey man, you mind if I wash your windows?" And I look at him and I can tell, you know, he's an addict and he's just looking for some cash to buy some more drugs and stuff. So, you know, I thought, well, yep, you know what? He's still a human being. And for some reason I thought, you know what, if he's going to do my windows, does a good job, I'll give him, you know, $5-$10. But when I was walking into the store, I just had this overwhelming feeling like God was telling me, you know what, Dave, you need to hook that guy up. You need to help him out in a way. So I went inside and I know a lot of you have been to a dollar store, but for those of you that have never been to a dollar store, the shit really is only a dollar. It's awesome. How much is this? It's a dollar. And this, a dollar. And this, a dollar. I went in there and I got that guy soap and washcloths and toothbrushes, toothpaste. I got, you know, all the things I could think that he would need to clean his home, to help out with his kids, because he mentioned he had kids, and to just kind of bless his life. So I bought 4 bags worth of stuff. And the only reason I went there is because they had 4 cans of Coke for a dollar. And I thought, oh, cool. So took off and went back out. And the guy, man, he had done my windows and hooked me up. And he's like, dude, if you let me inside, I swear, I promise, I'll just clean all the windows. I'll do a great job for you. And so I let him in my car and he went through and cleaned all my inside of all my windows. Great job, you know. And so we started talking. And he starts telling me about his, you know, oh, you know, this and that. And I said, well, it's obvious to me you're on drugs. You know, it's obvious you got an addiction and that sucks. And I mean, that really sucks when you, you know, I don't think anybody wants to be in that position, honestly. You know, I don't think anybody is like, yeah, this is my end goal here. I just want to freaking live on the street and sell my body and do stupid shit for people for a few bucks. You know, it's a hard life. And so anyways, I was talking to him and I'm like, he started telling me about his kids. And I said, oh, they going to school, you know? And he's like, yeah, but they're struggling. I said, you know, right down the road, there is a place that you can go, your kids can go to after school. And dude, this place will watch your kids, help your kids do their homework, feed them something, and give them a safe place to hang out till 7 or 8 o'clock that night. And, it's on the Be Heard Network. There's a video on there. You'll see, I can't think of the name. I want to say Colby. Not Colby. It's not Colby. Casino Road in Everett. That's what it is in South Everett, Casino Road. And I said, there's a place right up there you can go. So anyways, just kind of filled him in with this information on different things that the church was doing around that community and places that he could go for some help. And I thought to myself, you know what? What could I do that would help this guy? What could I do that would make a difference? You know, I mean, geez, I'm listening to this guy and I'm thinking, man, if this guy's got such a story, you know, and he has such a need and he doesn't even know these things exist right here in his own community. He doesn't even know that, you know, hey, right down the road, there's a place for your kids. And, you know, just because you got a drug addiction doesn't mean that you can't function. And there's things that you can do that will help your family to function and get them on a course so that when you're absent, they have a plan. They have a life, you know, they have people in their lives that are guiding them. And so, you know, if you know, if you're an addict, it's being a responsible addict, you know, is what it is. It is just because you're an addict doesn't mean you have to give up on and fuck up on everything. I get it. You got a drug problem. You need to do drugs and you're useless when you're on the drugs. We all know it. You know it. We know it. It's the truth. So, you know, but when you're not on the drugs, you always have this guilt because you wish you could be doing more. Well, there's things you could put in place that you are doing more. Introducing your kids to the place down in Casino Road, you know, so they can get some after school education and stuff. And people could donate to that. So anyways, my thoughts kind of went down there and I said, man, you know, these organizations that are doing this stuff, this Casino Road group and Lighthouse Ministries up in Marysville and you know, for abused and women and the fire department and their first responders that go out there and help people. And then good stories like, you know, the Zumba one. There's a great story about Zumba and this woman that was crushed by a horse and they told her she's never going to walk, you know? So I thought, man, how do I get stories like that out there? And I really just heard in my head, Be Heard Network, you know, people need to be heard. And I said, man, you know, you're right. So all of a sudden, Be Heard Network, BeHeardNetwork.com. Okay, I'm buying it. And so I went out there and I bought this domain name and I built this website and I started shooting these videos. And oh man, it's been hard. It has, you know, you'd think that something like this would just take off, but it didn't, you know, it's been a struggle. And, you know, I want to do these videos for these people and it's hard to find people that get what you're saying or trying to do things with the community. I don't want to do things that are just marketing for some company and you're just doing a commercial for them. I want to do stories that make a difference. You know, I want to find different things and things and put it together and tell the stories. But that's not what the Be Heard Network is about. It's not about me. The Be Heard Network is about you. The Be Heard Network is about your passion and what you want. And I want people that have a passion, that have something where they've got a thing and they want to make a difference and they want to make a change and they want to strive to make this thing, you know, better. Whatever that is, you know, whatever your cause is, I want to see your solution. That's a positive solution, a positive change that helps, you know, create positive things. You know, I want to hear your stories. I want to do stories on you, but I want you to have your own stories and create your own content, and you'll get a channel on the Be Heard Network free of charge. You'll just get a channel and I'll promote your stuff and I'll put you as featured on our main page and then we'll have a link to your stuff and then you can fill that page with whatever you want and is within reason as long as it fits our guidelines and stuff, being positive. And definitely I'm a constitutionalist. I believe in the Constitution of the United States of America. So, you know, if it's constitutional, I'm there. And if it's about the Constitution, I'm all for it. Republican, Democrat, I really don't want to get into politics. I really don't want to do that. I want to go, unless it's the politics of the Constitution, you know, constitutional rights, constitutional things that you have the right to. And I think that the Constitution is a great document. And the reason I think it's a great document is because I think at one point in time, the people in London were at where we're going right now. They had a king and queen that demanded things from the people and took and took and took and put the people under such taxation that and control of religion and what you could say and how you could say and what you could do, that those people ran away. And those people ran away to America and they said, this is never going to happen to us again. And they wrote down a document with that in their hearts. And based on that, I don't need to relive all the stuff that they're trying to save us from. I don't need to go down a socialist path because of a bunch of people that want to control things and tell us how to live our lives. I do not want to do that. They have the right to do what they want to do as long as it's constitutional. They can say what they want to say. I can't believe they're getting people to follow them, but that is their own thing. But that's not what I want to do here. I don't want to be about politics. I don't want to be about any of that stuff. I want to be about solution on ground level things. Hey, the drinking water down here is bad. Hey, these people aren't being fed. Hey, this isn't being done here, or this is being could be done better. Or, you know, let's make some change. Let's do some positive things. Let's help make this world, this country, this city, down to your neighborhood better. Let's make your neighborhood better. Start right there. What could be better in your neighborhood? Is it planting some flowers down at the on the corners where the stop sign is, making all the stop sign bases look really nice? Maybe that's your thing. And if it is, tell me, dude. I want to do a story on you. I think that'd be great. I'll do a story on that all day long. You know, people that are out there affecting change, people that are out there that are doing stuff for other people. And I, you know, as far as the government goes, the Be Heard Network is right now, just posted a video on the front page of the Be Heard Network. I watched the video. I believe in the video. I like the video. And I'm going to push for that. I'm going to push for that. I don't mind government. I despise corruption, theft, and sabotage and lies. I do not like the way that the big money rules the things. And if you watch the video on my site, you'll see it's not about Republican, Democrat, Independent. It's about the way that our system is supposed to work and the way that it's working right now. If you hate the system and you think that Republicans are at fault, or you hate the system and you believe the Democrats are at fault, you are both right. You need to really wake up to what's going on. They're both out of control. So let's do something here. I hope that I can come up with some great stories. I have a drive right now for this. I've got some people that are coming on. You're going to hear from Wally pretty soon. He's a great guy, Wally Harris. He's a longtime friend of mine. You'll hear some of his stuff. This is a man that is living it, okay? So... his testimony is amazing. And, I hope he tells it. I hope he tells you his testimony, man. This guy, he has been through some amazing stuff. So anyways, guys, I appreciate you guys listening. I appreciate you coming on board. I appreciate what you're doing, in helping us in any way that you can. Tell us about stories. Tell us about things going on in your life, no matter how small or big. Let's get some ideas flowing, people. You know, I want to start up a forum, and maybe people can start chatting in the forum and sharing their ideas and you know, going down some paths, and let's see what's going on. And here's the thing. I'm not going to let people just rant, hate stuff. You're done. That's not part of this. You got other voices. Go to Facebook, go to YouTube, go to wherever you want. But this is my thing. It's a private radio blog. It's a private thing. And I'm in control. I make the final decision on what happens in this company, what stories we post, what stories we don't post. Everything comes through me. This is my vision. And I want help. I want people to jump on board. And, you know, I am open to listening to ideas. You'll be surprised how open I am. I am a sharer of the crown. You know, I want people to be a part of this. I want people to have a voice. I want people to be heard. So I'm not looking to shut things down. What I am looking to do is have respect for other people. You know, you come in all foul mouth and stuff, you'll be blocked, and we can keep blocking you, and you can keep making up new names. If that's what you want to do with your time, go for it. But, you know, we're going to take this on, man. We're going to see what happens. We're going to see where God leads us on this, and what we can do to make a difference in this country in a positive way with great stories, giving you resources, you know. One thing I want to do right now is give a shout out to Safe Harbor down in Stanwood. Fantastic organization. The stuff they do, if you're in need and you don't have medical insurance, you don't have the ability to pay for prescriptions and you need stuff, get your butt down to Safe Harbor in Stanwood. Or if you, in your area, look for free medical care. Guys, there's a ton of people out there doing great work. You need to go there, and then you need to call me with your stories and tell me what great stories you have about the services they provided you, man. Because I'm going to do a story coming up here on Safe Harbor, and we're going to do some interviews, and I'm going to get some news out there. But they need your support, and if you need help from them, get in there. So anyways, guys, thanks for listening to me talk for a little while, and hopefully we're going to make this thing take off. So if you got anything for me, let me know. Let's get this thing going. Thank you.